once again make a request that please let us see our cellular phones off. Can you please switch our cellular phones off? If you feel telephone vibration or silence, it causes any recording. So anyone who speaks wants to call is vibrating. Whatever he or she is. So it's not about noise. It's about tech that brings. Sunday morning session, and lot of scope. I'm sure there is one policy, Minister of Forestry and Fisheries.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, members and colleagues from other departments. I'm Edith Stitt. I'm the Director General of the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
Good morning, Chair and members of the school. My name is Jacob Alvarez, Chairman of the Voice School.
Good morning, Chair and members of
the
school. My name is Jacob
Alvarez, the Chief Financial Officer of
Plan. Good morning, Chair and members.
Good morning, Chair, morning members. My name is Rodney Rage. I'm acting Deputy Director General, Policy Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation at DAC.
Good morning, Honourable Chair members. My name is Hugh Middleton. I'm the Chief Director of Fisheries Operations Support in the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.
Good morning, sir. And members of the committee. My name is Adam Sobel. I'm the Chief Director of Monitoring and Control Surveillance in the Department of Agriculture and Customs and Fisheries.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Mkutule Joe Hobobe. I'm the DTJ responsible for food security and accounting also in the Army.
Good morning, Jay and Members of Scotland. I'm Dan Badaron, Director for DAF's Working Fisheries Program, funded by EPWP.
Good morning, Chair. My name is
Ruiz
from the Office of the
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members.
Good morning, Chair and Honorable Members. I am the spokesperson to the Minister. My name is Steve Arden.
Good morning, Chair, Honorable Members. I'm
Mike
Thompson, Honorable Director of the
Good morning, Chair. My name is Bonacci Fumba. I'm the Office of the Minister.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Tom Watson. I'm from National Treasury, the Office of the Accountant General's Office.
Good morning, Chair and Members. My name is Nathan Gong from AHSA.
Good morning, Chair and Members. Fiona
Farki
from the
AHSA. Good morning, Chair and Members. My name is Popo Vizal from National Treasury.
Good morning, Chair
Thank you.
year. I hope people will be able to talk soon. I'd like us to participate in our program.
Thank you, Chairperson. And thanks for the opportunity. I will start the program through on your food security and agrarian reform. My first question would be, the FNDPR requires agencies to have appropriate systems to collect, collate, verify, and store OMS information to ensure valid, accurate, and complete reporting of actual achievements against planned objectives. And I feel that this has not been the case with agriculture. And the root cause of the problems that we are facing in the Department of Agriculture is due to the lack of monitoring of completeness of source documentation in support of actual achievements and super review of the validity and accuracy of the process achievements that are gained source documentation. My presentation would be, why are we facing this particular problem?
Thank you for the question. We acknowledge the limitations in the reporting of non-financial performance information, and also the weaknesses that we had in the in the monitoring and evaluation environment. So Glass 3, which is food security and agrarian reform, the issues I believe pertain to support to farmers. The transformation things that we do is mainly support to various producers. Now, that the national department does not implement directly. We do that through the provinces by way of a transfer which goes to provinces. And the lapses in the information is in the way we manage with that environment. The audit report further drew attention to the fact that we are relying on not only the quarterly monitoring. monitoring and not monthly monitoring. But if you were doing monthly monitoring more routinely, we did not have the systems in place to hold the
and you don't have the
of those continuing positions.
So, if you can tell us how do you want to do, like you said, there's a GDG. Do we have for the land properties? Do we have people who can do this on behalf of the national assignment? Or how to manage the cost of capacity that you can get the value for money? Or what is it?
The source for the funding that the province is employed to do this with is our comprehensive agricultural support program. So it's about 2.2 billion which we transfer between the various provinces per annum. So our monitoring mechanism is that we have a national transferring officer that collates the information. We also who now has a team of people who verify each other. We also require when the information the provinces before the start of the financial year provide us with a financial plan, a business plan. On how they're going to be applying that money. We take particular criteria and there will be a set of little indicators between us that we agree to between ourselves and the sponsors, and they report against that. Those reports are signed off by the HODs when they send us the information. And they're also required to send us the evidence that supports that those reports, and that's where some of the gaps are. The reports are signed off, and we have struggled more in the past than we do now with all of the evidence that supports it. And for example, one of the things that we require would be identity numbers of the beneficiaries. We require the project locations of beneficiaries, and so that we are able to profit as I said. And finally, that gets rolled up into, because the sources of information would be overall through our tax fund, but some of the support, like I focus on the support to farmers. The support to farmers...
Yes, Chairperson, you know our key, one of the key objectives or key objectives is to do oversight work, and we have found that throughout the years it's really working. And I think you only rely on what you get, the reports and suggestions, but there's nobody who you have given the responsibility to go out there and verify this thing. Because I think if it was verified from the beginning, we wouldn't have the problem that you're facing right now. So are you telling us that there is nobody who's verifying all this thing? There is no one from the religious chapter, that chapter that just oversees this. Are you telling us that you don't have capacity now for you to go verify and supervise on this project? What if the information that you can see gets in high things of people who are not in the institution?
We have introduced a system now where we have some of our officials, which is a team of 25 officials that we have deployed and trained to do that verification. But in the past we didn't have the verification. We relied completely on the reports that are provided.
I'm not sure if she actually is a professional farmer. What do you
So I can promise that after this meeting, we have our own meeting to make draft exchanges and talk about previous deployed form of copy. And I'm sorry that we're in this stage of the department, but I think it is more of a reference, not trying to justify anything. We take this honestly, say that we go back and make sure that we do work. And I'm sorry that we leave it because I was advised, because it is through this process that we can see to understand what was written.
I'm not sure. One thing that makes life continue is to continue and first to go forward and take that on board toward God. I'm sorry, the DG and the DG is not the kind of man with a very late meeting on this question. That a very late. How do we make sure that these things are I don't know the legalities, but I think people are here and all that. One thing that we have requested, because we do have regards, confirm or not, from the NME, from the president, which tells us that this program is not giving us, is not yielding the report, the outcome to us. 2 billion is money, not ours. But doesn't look like it's yielding the report. Results were expected. So we were going to, and we were trying to, request to move from Schedule 4 to Schedule 3 or 7, so that we can concur with provinces on what they are doing, rather than doing money as they wish. For instance, we are told that there are provinces that pay salaries out of this money support. So it should not be that way. So we have agreed to move on that because we are realizing and recognizing this. But specifically last week, we went deep in this matter of the monitoring to such an extent, we have agreed. Because the question that we were asking in our discussion, these are the figures sent. How is somebody sitting in the office and give us coordinates? She even made the example that maybe those coordinates they take us in the middle of the scene. and you think that the place feels yet in the middle of the scene, because people in the city of office and give us coordinates. We have agreed that we'll be even visiting 4 provinces. I don't know why we're not saying so. We'll be visiting 4 provinces to go and say, as you give your side, I'm sure that our own monitors on the ground check them. Show us these 40 hectares of land that is placed from the head office down. Because it was a recognition that we do have some witnesses in the city. We are trying to find the answers. I'm sure we could complete that we are weak, but we are trying to work strengthening the system.
Thanks for the answer. I think this is a challenge.
Thank you, Chair, and I think it's good that we're getting input from agriculture consultants. I think this is one of the things that they need to go and overhype. I think this is one of the programs that we need to go overhype on. Because we are all church here, a public representative, to make sure that there's a community is having time. And I think because both the leaders and the deputy leaders agree that we do have challenges as far as this is concerned. I think we need to give recommendations as a committee. I'm not sure if you're going to need to do that.
I'll want you to recommendations to the
and I was actually a bit upset when the deputy minister says that they are paying salaries. Of course, if you find that maybe salaries is not only a portion of that amount, you find that they are doing best things that they are not supposed to do with the fund. And they are doing that because they don't monitor. You know, if the one thing that I know with the experience that I have with as a member of parliament for more than 15 years, country seven, when they say healthy. So that's why it's very important for us to have the system that are workable. If it's not workable, they should tell us that maybe we need to have a legislation. We are legislators here. We need to have a legislation that says that country shouldn't go to communism. If you're saying as a nation and president, we have capacity now to go and to perform the duties that you are giving responsibility to communism. I'm not sure if you understand it. The record is a question as well as a question.
I'd like you to move on.
Just to ask, what happens to the people who are misusing funds? Is there any, how do you make them accountable for those people who are not compliant with what you have agreed on? How do you make them accountable?
Just something that I possibly should have said at the onset, being asked why the situation is as it is. I assumed office on the 1st of October 2013. And at that time, even our quarterly reporting, we have a quarterly performance review, that wasn't strong. We have a quarterly review meeting where you have different directors, the program doesn't even look at performance. What he introduced was in fact to hold DDG accountable. So for example, in our business plan we have different programs and DDG is leading different programs, and he has introduced a practice where they are required to report against that. And that is a new practice. So this is terms of holding the colleagues accountable, and that what you are reporting, that you know that DDG doesn't sort of rather than what has been put before them, but that doesn't add value in terms of the verification of that. And therefore, in the response of the DDG, we could begin to say, so we have introduced and deployed 24, 25 colleagues to go do some of the verification on the ground. At the end of last year, we appointed a company to assist us with that oversight, to go see where the planting is happening and to be able to do that verification. So even with the issue of how we hold people accountable, the provinces give us monthly reports. We have monthly reports on how they have used their cash, the conditional grant. But in our own instance, I mean, any examples in the year under discussion of irregular expenditure or fruitless expenditure, or maybe even disciplinary cases, we do hold them accountable for, say, disciplinary actions against people who have in the year under discussion, there were no
The AG identified 33% of the reported objectives and 20% of the reported targets were not consistent with those the approved strategic plan and annual settlement plan. a total of 40% of the targets were not specific, 40% were not measurable, and the indicators as well were not verifiable. What did you say about that? And I think the real good cause is the material displacement that were identified in the annual performance report, although this was subsequently rectified by management. But can you tell us why your targets are not specific, measurable, and verifiable?
The root cause lies in the planning, and again, I'm going to say it is a situation which I found there. We came in the middle of the year when there was a report on the ACP on the table with these targets that are not smart, with an NHE, because it is a strategic plan, as members will know, give us the latitude to say how we want to measure the evidence that we want to provide. And even that area, it wasn't well thought through. The policy branch the previous year, that particular program, had a trailer for their information. So that is where we come from. It is a function which became, members will know, that it was in 2009 when policy and fisheries was brought together with agriculture. And so much of the problems that you have in that area, in a way, was inherited. But don't you mean that I think we struggled for a long time to get complete integration of these functions into a culture that was dominant, which was the agriculture function. So towards the end of the year, because we were engaging with AG as we took office and get a sense of where the department is with performance information. And there was just a culture in that particular branch. It also is a branch that had quite a bit of change of leadership in terms of the DG responsible for that. It is a function that we have policy officers or in different parts of the country, predominantly eastern, the three provinces in particular. And officials, just for example, the chief does exclusive services.
Chairperson,
Sure,
I just remember at one stage I was in this committee, and the department came in to present the strategic plan to our committee, only to find that that strategic plan, they didn't even apply their mind on that. They were they changed the years from 2 years ago to 2016, 2014. I'm not saying that they changed. And when you find people who are committed in a job, you find something like that. And strategic plan would be actually saying, this is what we are saying at the department, what to achieve for 2 years, I'm not sure, 2 years or 5 years or so for this plan. And for us to achieve these are the programs that we are going to have, the programs that we know are going to work, because you'll be giving, according to present regulations, it requires that the strategic plan and annual performance plan to form based on the annual report. So consistency is really, if you have a strategic plan that does not go hand in hand with a strategic plan with your annual performance, you are going to have a problem. And I think that's something that we get noticed from the beginning. That's why it's very important for you to align, because members are not standing there and not doing anything like officials would think that you are not. We are actually listening. And our main purpose is for us to make sure that there's delivery to the people out there. And that delivery in your case is that you are given funds to come and to perform a duty for the people out there. But if you are given funds and you cannot account for those funds, it becomes a problem.
Thank you.
thing, the same thing, I think their colleagues are also listening. Like, these are the things that we are looking at the members of parliament. Then can't just get unmeasurable, specific and verifiable. It's very important.
What do you want to say?
Thank you, Jay. Due to our site product, we will not pass it. Chair Nguyen?
I would like you to ask one question.
All right, it will take a while, I've got questions. Chair, if anyone looks at the Auditor General's report, and you see quite pleasingly that the department has spent close to 100% of their budget on these accounts, when you see that only about 60% of the predetermined objectives were reached, one's heart is crestfallen. And you realize that there's one major reason for that, and that's the lack of internal control. It means that you are planting at the wrong time of the year, and the crops are paying, because you're not checking. You're not making sure that things are not crossing. So, my first question that I was like to ask is, what has been done to sort out the internal control mechanism, and specifically the Audit Committee? Now, what's interesting to you before the DG gives me an answer, is that we know that to the 15th of August 2007, the same department appeared in front of this committee, and they had all sorts of unsafeness. They said that they had a vacancy rate of 26%, that affects, they said a massive shortage of skilled labor, so it affects, and they have a whole range of undertakings of things that are going to affect. Well, voila, 8 years later, and we're sitting here with exactly the same problem. So we're related to internal controls, related to classroom staff. So, you know, when we interview ETs, I feel like a South African sports fan, because we get so used to having coaches change all the time. Every year and a half, we get a new ETG, we get a new football coach, or a new final coach. And of course, the new coach also says, well, that blame me for the past, and I have nothing to do with it. It becomes quite frustrating, actually, when the DG comes and says, well, it's not my problem. So let's look at that. Maybe the DG can explain what she has done in her 10 years so far to strengthen the internal audit capacity. And maybe Mr. Wakwana is now attending more than one meeting that he's had in the year when he was chair of the Audit Committee. Maybe he's going to respond to some of that. Thanks.
Thank you,
Chairperson.
When the audit committee area, the area of internal controls, is certainly an area that we corrected. We found that there was no audit committee, we found that there was no risk committee, and so one of the first things that we put in place was that to appoint the audit committee. And as a result, we made pretty sure that the audit committee is up and running and functioning before the start of the financial year. So that the audit committee had its first meeting on the 19th of March 2014. And the audit committee also relies on the work that is done in the risk area. We had serious problems in the risk as well. So by that time, we had concluded the enterprise risk management strategy, the strategic risk register, and the risk management plan, so that we could put in place a risk-based audit plan. So for the, I'm very confident that for this year, the current financial year, or ending a couple of days, that will not be a repeat finding.
If internal control is in place, then I have a few questions that I'd like to ask the DG. of course, may refer to these questions after a few minutes. The first one is if you now show us that you're an audit committee place in this office, can your audit committee or your internal control committee tell us where the implements are that you sent out to the provinces in 2013 to help? In 2013, R70 million per province was spent on buying heavy industries, heavy machines and farm industries and equipment. When the portfolio committee was out and oversight, they couldn't find them. And they've pretty much gone missing in all the provinces. So can your new, wonderfully organized audit committee explain where those implements are? If my maths is correct, it's about around about 630 million rand just equipment. And then the other thing is, it's come to our attention that the AG has adverse findings on the financial inventory controls in the second and third quarter of the current year. The AG said that can confirm or not. But it appears from what the AG is saying in one of their recent visits that things are not improving, you see. Things are not improving. And then finally, if you're running internal controls on the body comes working, they should be reporting on disciplinary inquiries in terms of irregular expenditure. Can you tell us how many disciplinary inquiries have happened in terms of the 7.3 million management expenditure in the very beginning? How many disciplinary inquiries actually taking place? And what the results are of those disciplinary inquiries? As you can see, now through control of these levels of analysis.
The findings of the
interim
findings
of
they are with us formal and engagement. But for the other two, first and last question.
The tractors that were purchased for provinces, I think they were around 72 on average for each province. Those were handed over to the provinces as assets of the province. We have since the middle of last year, I think one area which our minister and the portfolio committee have taken an interest in where the tractors are, and the honourable member is correct in saying we did not prescribe the modality to, I understand as we do the analysis, that we not prescribe to the provinces how they must deploy it. The provinces use different mechanisms. Some provinces held it in-house, other provinces gave the tractors in the service of cooperatives, others put it in service of the development agencies, and because we were not able, we are unable to account for, or it's very clear, I think our minister has gone out and our officials have gone out and have found many of those factors not to be used to be in a state of disrepair. We are putting in place a draft policy framework for how these factors should be used. And also an audit is underway of things that provinces are also quite evasive. Some provinces are very clear and say, look, we've made some mistakes, and they've been very honest in how they have deployed it. And other of provinces are evasive about it. So it wasn't something that is well managed. The audit committee, that's not on the radar of the audit committee, because I don't believe it's something that was bought with the tax funds, and certainly the audit committee would look at, do take our performance reports to the audit committee, and they would hold us accountable for the indicators in our report, and certainly those 72 chapters per province is not in there, so I don't think they can report on it.
But I think what I'm trying to say is we are looking at it.
On the issue of the regular expenditure and the education and measures to engage the challenge.
Chairperson, there were the in the 2014 financial year, there were about the value of the regular expenditure that is stipulated in the annual report. It is about 20 different incidents that gave rise to that. And as I can see through each one of them, I don't know how you'd like me to do that, but I can say that many of them pertain to the cause by the fact that our departmental financial instructions did not cover allowed for purchases under 50,000 rand to happen outside of the formal supply chain process. So that is something which the AG picked up as a fault, and it directed our departmental financial instructions. So the same error, but a lot of the irregular expenditures would be for non-compliance for purchases under 30,000 rand, and that is included for the current financial year. You find the same default in the fishery department. So about 80% of the irregular expenditure were the valid transactions, the services that were required, that were acquired, and they were valid, but they did not have, they did not comply. For example, one of them was for, we have guards at the airport that have kept in kennels. One of them was a service just over 50,000 is one in that instance, there was a change of ownership of the company during the financial year, and we were struggling to, and they did not inform us, and we were struggling to get the new owner to prescribe, and we could not take the dogs that got kept at the airport away, and we just had to then condone that for the out of the school. In that year, we corrected it.
Another question, I think what can you
they're just three of the matters that are sold on there, and then potentially others have been kind of like about 30 things.
Chair, I'm going to get the uncomfortable with the system really. We do donations to the provinces or open machinery, which is paid with the funds, and then you also have to do it. I think that the department is paying for this. Whether it's a donation to the provinces or not, there must still be a level of control from the department side as to what happens to the equipment and its use for the purpose of the sector. We're talking about food security here, Chair. We're talking about green reform and food security. That is the kind of program that is behind the donation of that equipment to the provinces. And so now I just wash my hands clean of it, and once it's left, the department is massively problematic with no control. And so my follow-up question to the DG is, what sort of control do the DG envision should be in place? And has any disciplinary action been taken by either the department or by the department in the provinces against officials that have abused that particular equipment?
Thank you.
the funding. The funding for the taxes came from the tax, the money that we have from our contribution. And as I said earlier, it is how we have in simple systems dealt with the issue of concurrency. Fact is that at present, those grants are Schedule 4 grants, and it is therefore seen as an additional amount to the equitable share that provinces get. We've explained that while you go through quite a robust process of planning where the provinces have to tell us how they wish to apply, and based on those plans, we allocate the money for them because there are different categories, mechanization or infrastructure being one of those. And I agree that the purchase of the tractors were for purposes of enabling production, increased production for food security. Now, we do not see, the fact is that we've got evidence of the tractors being purchased, so it has not been, there's not abuse in terms of how the money has been spent from our side. I have indicated earlier that we are busy with an audit. This has been on the agenda of our MINTEC meetings, our technical meetings with provinces, and the ministerial meetings. And we haven't had any calls for, I don't understand that the disciplinary action has been taken at the provincial level around it. What I do know is that provinces have begun to say the arrangements which we made, or the decisions we made at the time we received the tractors, were not the correct ones, and we have to take different decisions. I know, for example, that KZN has decided they're going to manage it themselves as a department through a particular unit that they have. But I'm not aware of any disciplinary action that has been taken against any of those.
I'm positive on him. Chair, I've got to say that I've actually got a smack by him. So. I believe that your deputy perambulating on the outskirts of an executive. You understand that? But basically, you'll be briefed on my foot with your facts. It doesn't matter what sort of fund it is, what extra allocation it is. The funds that bought those tractors came from the business. The business comes from the taxpayer. We are accountable to the taxpayer. But the fact that factors were purchased does not, I'm sure we're shifting hands and saying a Columbia was bought or a Massey Ferguson was bought in Iran and then it gets stolen and used for something else down the road, does not absolve the department. I'm absolutely imagining your response. Because yes, it may well have been purchased. And exactly my point at the beginning, you may well have spent all your budget, but have you achieved your objectives? Well, if the tractors have been taken in the current now in Mozambique, if they don't see in Mozambique, are you going to achieve your objectives of green reform and future continued KZN? No, you're not. That is your responsibility as a department. So please, I ask you to seriously consider. It's not just a matter of spending the money, it's how the money is spent, what time of year do you park, you and the right equipment, etc., etc., etc. And then finally, my last question, Chair, before I write up, is the original expenditure was any possible payments made to a company called Bawsi, B-A-W-S-I, owned by Mr. Peterson. B-A-W-S-I, Bawsi, owned by Mr. Peterson. Thank you.
Not to Bawsi. Bawsi is not an irregular expenditure, but I do know that we had a contract with Bawsi, and that
in my community, not on the list of irregular expenditure, because I leave this list of expenditures correct, it was not an irregular expenditure on that member's security.
Thank you. Any follow-up questions?
I'm not going to complain with you are new about the fact that the contribution will be to answer us. I don't understand.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a number of questions or don't you come back?
No, I don't understand. Listening to Tibetan, listening to the Tibetan questions, they have a more internal, which is quite wrong, which is quite simple. Now my question is, particularly on the annual assistance, what drives the program of the Tibetan, that is the financial year, for an half financial year, if your plans are not consistent, that is with the annual program.
Let me start with apologizing for not locating my responses within the legislative context. And assure the member that I had read the PFMA and understand the PFMA and the section 58 to 40 that applies, I think it's 58 to 40 that applies particularly and specifically about the responsibility of the accounting officer. I'm aware of the finding of the AG that we are not complying with legislation. And I don't know how it was found I say this, but the AG is required to report on what isn't right in the department, and that is correct, that is their mandate. And also, if you have a target of 100 and you achieve 99.5, according to the AG, you would not have achieved, which is also correct. And in the work that we do, there are often, that's why I think there's a provision to explain the reasons for the variance. So just in terms of how we manage the conditional grants, the many conditional grants that we have, we do adhere to the Division of Revenue Act. And the finding of the treasury that of the AG that we were not complying until the key one was particularly for one of the funds that we were not doing monthly reporting. But as for the rest, the, how we are required to report to treasury on a monthly basis on our finances. I don't think that's correct that we do not comply with any legislation. I think we try to be a compliant department.
You know, I think that we didn't understand. I think about the sources of our current the AG kind of as I remember, talk about the whole process. Don't tell us much. The rest of the system is perhaps a bit cheap. If you want us to allow them to talk and tell us about it, but please don't even can talk to the responsibilities. I'm talking about the responsibilities. I'm not talking about that. Not well, in front of the issue, you are going to handle us.
I think my statement on the legislation is that we strive to be a compliant organization with legislation, that we don't operate in an area of lawlessness. And that I think that the TSMA is for us in a sense our Bible, and that we do hold each other accountable if for failures to do so. The question on why there was no audit committee, the term of the audit committee expired in July of 2014. There was audit committee meeting in May. There was an audit meeting in July to consider the financial statements, but by that time there was only one member. And why there was no audit committee, I guess it is, it is something which the acting DG prior to my assuming office did not finalize, and no disciplinary action was taken against the DG for acting DG for failing to do so. The internal audit, yes, there were problems in internal audit, and chairperson by the end, by December 2014 until beginning of February 2014, the internal auditor was on extended leave for the person with diagnosed with cancer. When he returned, I actually took the disciplinary action against him. The internal auditor also repeatedly did what the minutes of the previous committee showed, even the May 2013 audit committee meeting, was that the internal auditor did not work through the DG. He would take, it wasn't a functional a management function or supporting management. So there are a whole lot of things in terms of not doing his work, and the determined action against the person. We also at the time realized that there was a huge problem, and we were then thinking of this non-performing individual who was remaining trouble. We then took assistance from National Treasury to actually deploy some officials to us, the conduct officials to us to assist us in our work area and in internal audit. In terms of the financial control, I'd like to think that while we have the findings, I'd like to think that our financial management environment is one where it's certainly stronger than the management of our non-financial performance information. The as far as I understand, the staff debt, there were no new stock left in 2013-14, and that what might be on our books was from the previous year. In terms of this on the checks, it was payments that were made by clients which were dishonored by the bank, and as the client did not have sufficient funds,
and that we are claiming, we are in the process of reclaiming the money legally from the clients that were involved in that, and we have declared that in our financials of the previous financial year. And what I think what the question here was what guides our plans for the entire financial year, despite the weaknesses that I have spoken to in developing the annual performance plan. I have also indicated that we have introduced the practice of DDG that into report and being accountable for what is in the business plan of the various programs and of the
question, and then the other one is the first question. On the issue of the existing chain, you reported that there is a chain that is that this chain was discharged from the National Department 25 to the problem in terms of I wanted to check your proportional comments. How many were used the problems? Out of the 25, or is the team that goes from one problem to an exclusion goes to the next problem? I wanted to check the proportional comments. My second question to the friend is on the checkers, which were actually, checkers which were not meant. I wanted to share something that does not do to ensure the visibility of the information provided to each. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Commissioner. I'm sorry, I'm writing to you with the need, which I'm a guarantee to this house for the software somewhere else at the moment. Chief Commissioner, I would like to ask a question, and also may just inform the committee that I sat on the portfolio committee of agriculture in the previous year. This department has 7 DGs in 5 years. So it's been a very difficult thing. I think what we are finding here today is the frustrations that we are seeing. That the annual report doesn't give any specifics
I just want to also tell you that last year we went on the oversight visit to go and look at one of the school programs. We got to another program, so it wasn't even on the name of the list that we were supposed to visit. So I don't think there's any consulting place. As a portfolio committee, we go on oversight, they take us to another program, not even the one that we got the documents for the information from. The department didn't even know that we're going to the wrong oversight problem. So I would like to say that I think we will also strengthen and we keep on asking at the portfolio committee of agriculture to keep up the city. When you put a strategic plan in place, when you say you're going to plant the hand, it says where is it, so that you can also go and oversight visit. And I'm just as a assistance to you, if we can get that kind of our portfolio so that we start off with the system. So if we can just maybe ask the department here that they must provide details to the portfolio that's overlooking them on a year basis, so that by the time that they end up in your committee, we will ensure that all the programs are done. So we would need to get ask the department if they can provide portfolio committee the specifics so that we can assist with oversight and ensuring that funding is being spent in the right way. And we are also just at this stage.
Thank you very much. Can we respond to what I think what more issues do we have a
aware of the finding that there wasn't a correlation between the strategic plan, yet that there is a strategic plan and there is an annual performance plan. And according to not make reference to the strategic plan. And again, I hear the member saying about to take accountability for what happens at the year. I put the annual report on the table, but I can't take the responsibility for something that the table before I took office. In this year, we actually were expected to be more specific, and I believe that we won't have those findings of inconsistencies between the strategic plan and the annual report for this year. In terms of the officials that we have deployed, at this point, we deployed two per province, and because they're only 25, and depends on the province that a few more is Eastern Cape and Limpopo and KZN, because there are basically more projects in those provinces. In terms of what will be done to ensure the credibility of the information that is provided to the AD. This, for example, currently part of the work that we are being owed, that we spend an oversight on, is the number of hectares, just an example, under production. And we have expected, in previous years, all that we monitored was if we gave a province so much money, whether they have spent it. And they haven't begun to ask the question, what is it being spent on? What is the value that we do? Sometimes you find in a province the cost for putting a hectare of maize under production is different to the cost in the other province, and we are making that level of analysis right now. We are able to, as we sit here, we will be able to provide information. For example, we have to date planted about 102,000 hectares, but we have the coordinates for it. So that we will be able to say, this is where it was planted, and I guess if we get the facility on Google Earth, and that was recorded, we should be able to see it in that way. I think it was an issue on the credibility of the information and where the 25 people are employee too said I should not respond to the question, that's for the policy here. And one of the things that we also do need to improve it, as we change the share, our minister has directed that these schedule, the some schedule 4 grants, that it should be changed to a schedule 6 or 7 grants, so we can have more control over it. What we are negotiating, because we've not finalized the agreement for this year, the provinces have already provided us plans that are a lot more detailed, but we have not signed the agreements with them. And what we expect is that they give us from the start the coordinates of the project, so that we can plot them now. We don't find at the end of the year that as we reported to the Deputy Minister, come those coordinates within the sea. And we can run the ID numbers of the project beneficiaries against the Home Affairs database, so we can find that so that before we charge for money, that the beneficiaries have valid ID numbers and don't belong to dead people or that is their incorrect ID numbers. So those are the controls we're putting in place, despite the fact that it is a still a shape of four grant. I believe that we have the latitude to do that.
Thank you, Chairperson. My next question is a follow-up on about the Chairperson syndrome. I know in my constituency in Karachi, we had a different problem, but Congress in my constituency went out and found those factors in the city. But my question that I had then, and I want to ask the DG now, why don't you have a tracking system? I mean, it's a simple thing, it's been known to be effective everywhere. If you have a tracking system, you will know where a tracker is at a particular time and all that. Say that you have a tracking system, and you have a system that has a problem that you are having now, you will have all the equipment you know, so nobody can trace them.
I hope you ask them that you speak. How honest you are for the meeting. Here we give you the 2.2 million that is very much. We do have a solution. We believe it's quite clear from us. We do not have other authorities. If the official, the authority, has to comply with the law, we will have the responsibility of bringing up and getting that plenary charge to the PFL. So we don't, we are kind of going to end. We know what we are doing, and we are quite clear in our mind that we are going to provide with what the law says. If you don't give us answers, so I think it will be the minister. Let's go to page 161. How many consultants, contractors, and agents and outsourcers which they are paid for in this particular month? And who are they? You'll be able to give us some time. For this edition, there are a lot of people. But all the people are staying behind you are just coming to work. Not too many people, because too many consultants or for this contractor or for this agencies that are all over where the fish traffic is paid, that I don't think that what I must be able to get put in the contract for higher courses, for this course, that is on page 161. Easy to show you that there is happening to have a contract. Let's go to page 161. Let's give that to the and who has asked this one now? I know the staff at work, I don't know what you're saying. But part of the debt that we have to show, it's simply part of the fact that, what are you saying? If I don't do this fact, but yesterday, I mean, bed whenever, for us to sue for the debt today, and I think you pay that part for this, for the business. That line of march,
when they still be drug of death in the circumstances, what we say, can you then come here and say, let's get together and pray? You've got those priests to pray for them, for them to be to the heart. Can you give us time to what I do? What is the best going on in your department? There's a thing of joining the quality. Anyone can say that you must be still a problem. You have heard of this year for the technical. I think this year really hitting the problems fast. If it is all your product, you have to share the problems to solve. And we do have a position. Those who have told ourselves as a quality that if you don't tell us the truth, we have to keep on starting to get the necessary institutions that they help us to recover. Because the whole response and the problem there to be done.
Thank you, Chair. DG. One thing, this committee has unreported papers, which is completely united in making sure that the laws are applied and that they are consequences. Thank you. I'm going to follow your answer to matters. Perhaps I rest on, and I'm going to take it, but the audit committee took in July 2014. It's a quick year to know. Thank you.
It's 2014 or 2015.
Well, that's clear. It's a whole year difference, Mr. Chair. It makes a huge difference to my understanding of how did we quite get up that track. We cannot give answers that aren't actually factual. Because that aspect is really makes a huge difference. Everything we've gone, you did me say that there was no discrimination for the acting DG for not checking out. Why not? What did you do about that? You came in, you took over, you found there was no discrimination, you found your predecessor having done his or her job. What did you do about it? Mr. Chairman, I'd like the National Treasury to assist perhaps in this one. Perhaps for the Comprehensive Agricultural Support Program has been around a while. In my experience in Kwazulu-Natal with my province, which is the Honourable Deputy Minister, perhaps there's been a disaster for year after year after year. And now we have 648 treatments. 72 programs doesn't sound to me, 648 families, which appears to have been handed off without business plan, and not just where National Treasury comes in this. What was in the business plan for these taxes for the grants? It is a conditional grant. Conditional grants require a very comprehensive business plan. It's not simply we're going to give out taxes. But surely, in the business plan, it has to be a business. Why National Treasury do not allow expenditure simply on the basis of the region? So, Chairman, I think if National Treasury persists, that's what perhaps orders agenda. Mr. Chairman, sorry, I'll make it not to put them any more questions, I'm afraid, but I'll make this point. The DG, you talk about the regular expenditure being purchases under 50,000. Well, the Auditor General, something you mentioned that I have seen the past, they said the Auditor General had a under $500. So why are you talking about $50? And the Auditor General is saying that there's obviously the problem is that there were no quotations, there were no declarations of personal interest, and other things. Now, the amount for this year was 7.4 million. Are you telling me that? That 3.4 million or 10 passengers, my apologies, Mr. Chair, that was only 20 incidents. If we don't get a list of your 20 incidents, and it covers the whole 7.4 million. And could we please be told about the previous years, I think 14 odd million, what the consequences were there? And these are soft cuts, e.g., that you weren't there. You are responsible for anyone who is delinquents in the process during your time auditing. If you've become aware that someone has broken the law, you have a duty, even as an individual me or anyone walking in the street to report it and do something. But you have an obligation as each to say, last year I wasn't here, but this is what we've shown, and this is the action we've taken, and we've made criminal charges, or because the person is no longer employed, or they're still employed, and this is the action we've been taken. So, Chairman, let me give you a test.
Information technology control. That management, according to the AG, management has not designed adequate effectiveness management control. I mean, I put in a service here and we all know that. And it doesn't have that particular problem. That's why, and the root cause is that you did not see the need to develop facilities and environmental procedures or update the IC to the security policy. And I think that is a problem. The department did not include this aspect of the security management into their budget allocation for the financial year. How do you want to achieve whatever you want to achieve if you have not budgeted for it? That's why I'm saying it's very important, maybe every business meeting here, to go and, you know, re-look into our strategic plan. And when you do that, compare it to your annual performance. If they are nearing each other, are we going anywhere as far as the management is concerned? ICT management did not realize the rules associated with implementing rule-based changes via informal processes and thus did not consider formalizing the firewall change management. And I think that's why we have a problem where ICT is not really sure, because the ICT is a serious problem. You don't have a backup. So if anything happens and that information is taken out, it means you're going to have a problem if you don't have a backup.
The first question in this round pertains to the taxes. I have indicated that we developed, that we allocated it to provinces in a particular way, and therefore we are not able to account as we are required to. We have developed a mechanization policy which is being consulted, and indeed will be concluded and agreed to early in the new financial year. And also we've agreed that we should put the existing trackers with I think tracking devices to establish to at all times know where they are. And we are doing an audit on the taxes, and if members, chairperson, one could run that audit, is completed, but the audit will also then make particular recommendations. We can come back on that. I will provide a copy of the agreements that we enter into with provinces around the distribution or allocation, and also costly copies of the report, the way in which we manage reporting on the 2.2 billion rand. On the use of consultants chair, I have a breakdown of all of the consultants that we use in the financial year. We do have a principle of
officials have to do their work, they have to do what they are paid for, and that we can't back this incompetence with consultancy services. But in the nature of our work, because there are some services that are not going to be checked in out, that the board has to procure services for. So, for example, one of the expenses we had was an auditing of a fishing rights allocation process, and that is something that a service will not keep do externally. There are environmental impact assessments, for example, of the 168 million that we had in consultancy services, 21 million went to things like an environmental impact assessment on a plantation in the Eastern Cape, and to develop a toolkit for SMEs providers for the harvesting and storage of the crop that was part of the Petra Plala program, right? And some of the issues speak of the voluntary services. I don't think you might need to go through each of these, but I do have an analysis of it.
Can we add the list so that you don't go through each one?
Thank you. I'll leave a copy and send the crop copy. The staff list that was written off was, I think it was an amount, it was a respect of amount of 148,000, and it pertained to staff who had died, and that is why the debt was written off. And the I did not take action against the, there were two acting DDGs in during the financial year under discussion 2013-14, and I focused on putting matters in place and getting things, doing things correctly and getting them right for the new year, and I didn't think that I should take disciplinary action. What I did find is that there had been a process to advertise for audit committee members, and in fact there was a file awaiting my approval, and the DDG immediately before me felt that he didn't want to make the appointment because there was a new DG coming in, and that is why we started protesting that matter towards in the third quarter of the 13-14 financial year. So I think for me that is the reason for not taking disciplinary action. They should have done it before that. They should have done it before in May, June, and if that isn't, and then I will take responsibility for that oversight. I agree with the name, but I think tax has been around, it might be for I think close to a decade, and last year, the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation did an evaluation on CAP, and it confirmed what the member just said, and I would think that CAP was not as effective as it should be, and so there is a detailed report on the impact evaluation report, and what we believe was DPNE with our help is finalizing right now is an improvement plan. So what do we do about the recommendations? On the regular expenditure for the year, yes, it does the amount of that is contributed does come to, I think, 107 direct expenditure. It does, it translates into the 20 cases, and I certainly will provide the information. And I have indicated that, and I think as the one were interacting with the AG, what they also drew my attention to, and the comment that was made about I'm a fake responsible for what has happened before. And they were the ones who drew my attention to the fact that there were some serial offenders, if one can put it that way. There were particular areas or branches where there were several of, were short of several of it. and then I paid particular attention to that. One of those projects was the Protestant branch, and we and took some corrective action in that regard. The IBT for security policy, there were we have developed a standing operating procedure. I mean, at the time when the audit was done, it wasn't in place. We have subsequently developed the operating procedures. We have updated the IT security policy, and we can give evidence of that. And also, just in this particular year, we allocated some money to upgrade some of the ICT security. It was late in the financial year, and I don't know whether we'll see the effects of that. It was pretty late in the financial year when that was done. But this ICT is a backbone that enables us to travel, I mean, to work, because we go over the country. I think I must just concede that that is an area of weakness. I mean, the result is, I think we would be a lot more of an effective and efficient organization, because we found that only about 12% of our business processes are automated. And therefore, what each automated should be able to work well and should be secure.
Have you forgotten that this actually is going to be a social event? One of the chairs of the central is to be left behind. Okay. We see ourselves responsible for providing a first level of oversight. So we also think we should say something for the report. Where were we? What happened? I think there's been said that's got to be relevant at the career we were in place for Hong Kong, having the House Committee appointed in December 2013. The DG has accounted for some of the reasons why I find that on the case. If you look at what is required for effective management, issues like planning, control, monitoring, and oversight, I think that we can say have been in place is that the focus of the House Committee, particularly the Health Commission here, has been on the last two oversight and monitoring. It is our belief that once the two have been addressed, they will help in identifying the problems in the case of the seven, in identifying the shortcomings in learning and control. And we think that as we move forward, we should see improvements in the department. I think that you spoke earlier about one of the best measures I've taken in terms of improving the planning itself to make sure that the targets are matched. In the period under reported, for example, the internal audit was not functional, leading to the fact that the hospital was not there. Therefore, the committee itself was not able to receive the quarterly reports probing the government information management, which now is happening. So once it takes a while to address these shortcomings, but it would be first in what the committee observes when this financial year ends. And maybe the concluding statement is from that oversight, from the first level oversight, we think things are gravitating towards the right direction. Thank you.
I think the question is my of the question for the program of exam is that what was the business plan in terms of cash? So if you look at cash, from our view, is that it is meant to to your agricultural development targeting beneficiaries of land reform and other farmers, many farmers. So obviously our view is that the traders meant to support those beneficiaries of land reform and restitution, most of whom might not necessarily afford that.
So that's
and surely all these questions would be very easy in time to answer. The question of the hackers cover, we should be saying here, they gave us information, we have seen it, we have confirmed, or they have lied, we are taking action. That's an adequate answer from all of the members of we have taken 2 minutes to give the answer. There will not be even a follow-up question, and then not going. So we are trying to work on the activist leadership. That very last, the first prize, through the Honorable Commander, of this money, with that we are given the opportunity of commanding and controlling it. That's an opportunity we have left of commanding this money, because the money is budgeted to this department, and the fiscal says, give the money, you go and improve the lives of the people. And then we begin to say, now come where I'm sat, go unto your head. We can't say that, we can't do that. So the first part is that this money, even if it is granted, but we send it there to say, 1, 2, 3, my family has the money. We have this helicopter, I do, which we are out of the problem of, I work too much in the problem, you remember. And all problems that they ask of climate, they care less about the rest of the country. People, they care so much about that problem. It's natural. But once you are here, you begin to have the best idea dealing with the matter. We should improve the working of the particular thing. I don't want to talk about things like that, because this sector thing, I have tried to look around. It's bad. I'm not glad about that. I'm not going to sit here and try to be nice about it. Instead, I went to one demo, I found the tractor under the grass, they've gone around the grass, and I was told that since they came, the cars have been networked. So, that's why we have agreed that let's take this responsibility, but let's promise the next coming year will be much better. The question you read about the change of leadership management, because of my head. You have seen a DG that is appointed in September, suspended, and they've already. So that's why I don't know how to deal with it. But I don't think it's a departmental thing. Yes, we'll try our best as a department, but it looks like a suspension.
All right,
Sam,
thanks very much for the opportunity. I appreciate the project of the next year. And also I think the creative also appreciate come here because they make things there. And to say that the popular view that they don't do things just flourish around and say just that we need document. So DG, all of the best. I think other things we have them ourselves with commission. Can you help me as a watch? 2 minutes, 120 seconds. Right. Then we'll continue the marine living child of the club.
I'm not from here. I'm from here.
what the issues are concerning the promise. So I'll hand over to Senwa, and you will lead us about a case for you to allow you to ask your questions that you have. Why would you do the same only when you're done and you come for a question?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Thank you, colleagues, the Deputy Minister, Mr. Chair. I think, Chair, you covered my introduction quite well, because operations are either situation things, and therefore we have the expectation that entities which are going to be in the forefront of such a mega operation have their house in order. So allow me to talk to you immediately, Chief, the DG to page 15 of the annual report. Item H, the clear understanding of the budget. Then from there, this is the page, item page 14, with section 23.34, page 15. The problem of DG is to take us through the high level of the understanding. The flow is going to the indicators of comparison of budget and such information in the Westerners Group for Force and Financial Statements. The entity materially understands the budget and the vision of its research and development, matter of components and elements, and agriculture and economic development directed by working in Malawi and in the United States. This is from the results of the entity understanding its level of operation cost budget and the working of the officials program by 79 there, 59 in that respect. On page 59, that's a conditionality of the third analysis of the question. And it speaks about the level of understanding between the African fair. Now, I want to repeat it. This is the third one. Page 59, item 3.4. Where that's a level of understanding. So, the context is also written to 23, 22 questions. The project has been speaks about the stairs and also the things, and then we're going underground. And then now there's a mega program, which is called the Tanzanian Affairs Weather. The entity is in a position to pay full of this money, because the 56 million that we spend is not
thank you for the question. I want to second my comments on the Marine Living Resources Fund to draw attention also to instability in that branch and to say that from the 1st of April 2010, where fisheries became part of agriculture, there were 8 DDGs and to 1 DG for 5 months, and current, I mean, the DDG, permanent appointed DDG for 5 months, and the current incumbent were there for a year and 11 months, and then those two officers were not in, there were 8 people who were acting. So, that's relevant to the question, because the understanding if I start with the understanding of the working for fisheries project, understanding of 79 million, that when the fisheries function came to us in that year, the 2010 financial year, it actually came with a fund of 71.8 million, and the understanding was recorded in that financial year. It was only spent because I think it's either transfer to this department, and that it wasn't as smooth as it should be, and the entity only spent 25 million, and therefore the balance of 45.8 million was deferred to the next year. So that the following year, 2011-12, we had an amount of 130 million. Really, there was only a spending of 48 million, and again, time delays at the time that in procuring certain services. So this goes on every year. So with this trend, by the time you reach the 2013-14 financial year, on top of the transfer of 71 million, there was third funds from the previous years of 78.7 million rand. And therefore the total available to working professionals was 148.8 million, of which 89.8 was spent. And the funds were committed to certain issues of items that we had so what we have said on this fund committed in that year is to give priority to job creation funds. The reason for other expenditure chairperson would be that it was a management issue. There was poor management understanding. We took late longer than we needed to in terms of the supply chain issues to buy material, get project managers on board, so it was in late with procurement. The working for water money is earmarked fund. The why gave the history is that it cannot be used for anything else. So in the first year, the function came to us, the money was transferred late in the financial year. We could not, and I said that there wasn't a smooth turnover or handover. So each year, we had more money than we had the capacity to do. And what the 2013-14 says, the actual transfer for that year was 71 million. We spent 89.8 million, which means we were able to do some catch up with some of the backlogs. but the money that we have is part of the funds that were rolled over from subsequent years. And yes, that is the I make reference to the issue of the change in leadership in the DBG heading that branch, because certain of the DG remains accountable, but certain of the functions are delegated. The fisheries branch also happens to be located in Cape Town, and so it is there are, as some of the other issues in this report, the Marine Living Resources Fund and the Sea on Vessels will show that there are challenges in the fisheries branch. There are definitely there were management challenges in the fisheries branch and the issues that are holding people accountable. And some of the projects are multi-year projects, and therefore you can't also spend the money in 1 year. That also accounts for some of that. That's why I think there's agreement to roll over some of the money. But I think one is taking heart from the fact that each year the amount that we have been able to spend as the functionalist transfer has been increasing. Yes. The department has entered into an agreement with the South African Navy on 31st of March 2012, where the Navy assisted the department with the vessel management, both for the patrol vessels, four of them, and the research vessels, two of them. And subsequent to awarding that contract, it was found that the Navy had difficulty in managing the fleet. And the fleet didn't go to sea, it was spending most of its time in Silent Town. And this had a major impact on ensuring the effective spending on the operating part. It just did not do sufficient sea base. And I think the difficulty that we have with the vessels not going to sea is that at this time they were not properly maintained. Then we made a submission to the executive authority to advertise the vessels, to advertise to another service provider in 2012. And after consultation with the MS, process in itself became a competitive process, and I can talk about that. So, I think that the essential issue around the deviation was it was found that the Navy was unable to render the essential service on patrol and on research, and after a meeting between ourselves and the Navy in February 2013, we had no option but to remove our fleet from the Navy and appoint a civilian company that was ready to deliver the services that had not been delivered by the Navy for a few months. And at that stage, there was insufficient time.
before you enter into memorandum. After signing the agreement, then you find that the people who come up with the youth just let them have the process of the
like you said, better ones if you can
solve the process. That's the first part. And then the DG says the submission was made to the executive authority. I want to say two submissions was made because typically the submission which was the submission which deviated in conservation of the regulation. I was fine to be high level of the regulation to advise the executive authority for a measure, which in essence is a conservation. So from the outset, because there is understand in part that we spoke about failure, still in this program of this learning of understanding. So what you know the due diligence was done because much attention was done because how could we want an expense money and also to think through an avenue to push it forward actually to add and then to collect the
was to initiate a formal tender on the vessel because the vessel tender is a significant one in terms of cost. That request for it to go out on tender is not approved, and the acting director general at the time in March approved an emergency supply chain deviation in terms of section 16A 6.4 of the TSMA and practice of 8 of 207 08. This allowed the MRF to appoint service providers to perform the emergency care and the management of the MRF fleet for a period of 6 months. It was the intention of the fund to appoint the original equipment manufacturers, the Indian shipyard.
What was this issue was after
and the DGC at the time, Mr. 2024, the disciplinary project could be concluded. That's the fundamental problem.
How much money? How much of the sender way?
That was one of those that no work happened because this deviation is the same insect. There was no money involved here. The deviation was not, or the conscious of interest, which is not pertained to the tender, and which did not go out on tender, but was in the procurement of the service. When we procured the service of Damien and Nautic, the official did not declare his interest in one of those companies that we were appointing as an emergency measure. He subsequently left the department and actually did not join one of those companies. Concept of interest, I also have to correct myself. It's not the, you're not talking about the vessel tender. It's the deviation and this the procurement of this emergency service. The conflict of interest was discovered subsequent to the appointment of Norty. When that was discovered and confronted, the official left, and that matter is still under investigation by the war. So that contract was awarded. I'm just asking about, I can't offhand tell you what the value of that contract was. I will tell you shortly. I'm just getting it off the computer. That has now been, because we now have a company appointed by a deviation to provide an essential service. That contract was renewed, because each time we had hoped to stop this using the service of the vessel sender was coming, the vessel sender never happened, but they eventually terminated the service in last year and it appointed another a party body to render that service. So Norfolk is no longer in the new that service.
So they ended up the
yes. Contract was terminated at the end of October last year. Yes. It was renewed. Yes. Overlaps with a vessel sender, and as many people know, that the vessel sender was the subject of an investigation by the public protector, and therefore we renewed it because an attempt to appoint formally to a tender of the vessel. So I think the two things overlap, but I certainly will put it in writing. Or there was an effort to get a permanent service so we don't have to continue with the deviation.
It is
the CCG fishery. is in the portfolio committee at present. That was part of the context that we had this morning. I had the financial officer and I had the operating officer who is responsible for operations. In the portfolio committee, there are discussing fisheries matters. And that is split the team.
Try to explain the understanding, I hope, won't be withdrawn. Looks like there was a request that the scope has postponed and we can lift the king to 17. Okay. And you know, the stage that we're not going to be part of agriculture. And agriculture postponed through a man who said, choose these a days for agriculture. So it was the question of us as a department, as a system authority, as having to go on. That we have to protect ourselves. One realizes that it's not usual, it didn't happen kind of a thing. But if it happened, then we try to do so. That's why we need some other stuff in the future on the other side. But that's how came was talking about.
The question you said was for the double campus to the market to be included, and it was reduced by my work.
Okay, some of the funding for the marine living resources comes from that budget. ICT is one of them. And so the ICT at MRRS is linked to the DAF system. The decisions we make there impact on those services at the MRRS. Since the previous, when we talked earlier, we highlighted the fact that there was not adequate budget provision to ICT. There were challenges with security policy, even with a business continuity plan, and I indicated that in the current financial year, we have corrected that, we have put in place the standard operating procedures, etc. But the issue is that it was the reason that it was not done, is that it was not prioritized as a budget item. No budget was made available. A budget was made available in the previous year and it was spent, and we allocated the budget for, I think it was about 24 million in the current year for ICT. That then puts both the fund and the process.
When you yourself have not been able to identify the aging comes in and identify the issue, but you still don't take the necessary action to respond positively. It's just not expensive. The management has not approved the change management policy for upgrades to this presentation made to the Oracle Financial System and our
this was a caution to the treatment. COVID in this case. It didn't have a finding. But it is finding. Why? Why are we here for this? Why are we not reporting this finding?
I want to start by saying that we share the view on the repeat findings. That's why in our business plan, our ACT for the current year, we have set a target to reduce 60% of repeat findings. For the new financial year starting on the 1st of April, our target is even rephrase this to remove 60% of the root causes of findings. So I think it's something that we are prepared to be accountable for, and so I concur with the statement that should not take findings lightly. In terms of the change management policy, that I refer to the weaknesses in the ICT environment, and that change management policy was approved on the 17th of October last year.
Chair, the President has another 4 years of standards and and one of the reports that you have identified is the frequent review of the operation system and database audit logs could be attributed to resource constraints within the institution. So I'm just trying to see that how seriously is the department in the DG says I'm putting it out, ICT is centralized. So in that context, so how serious is the department to ensuring that the adequate funding is? It's one thing to want to give 50% of the root cause and so on. But the ripple effect of that would be the chief finance. So I'm very honored to challenge the seriousness with which you are dealing with the issue of ICT. Because it's not a matter of things, I mean, not a matter of prioritizing the analysis of the structural policy of the finance community. Take that to one of the root causes of what we're dealing with, and we call it the public collaborative.
I think that we always going to have to deal with a constraint of budget. We last year approved a five-year master IT plan, which is quite a costly, it is fairly costly. There are certain, while IDT is decentralized, as you correctly say, there are also certain unique features for the ICT provision in fisheries. So, for example, ICOL, financial, or the marine administration system.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Does that think in any given financial year?
No, no, that's asking. That's not the question. The question is about, can you ensure that the financial constraints do not impact on the ability to get in that line?
And
has qualified in the OSEC and phase two. So we that the local system, we know that that's not the system.
Thank you.
the first question pertains to the investigation. Now, when the departments were being made aware of irregularities, for example, on the conflict of interest, the talk referred to on the Nordic matter, there were allegations of officials accepting bribes. Now, the department doesn't have the capacity to investigate that, so we are the ones who refer these to the Warden for investigation. So there are four such matters. There's a matter that was walked under investigation on the slip, Amanda, Marine expenditure. There is another investigation with a walk pertaining to the allegations that were made about the conduct of officials. There's reference here to an audit of the Class 13 project. There were allegations that community members made of irregular contact and benefits. There was allegations of officials asking the public for money in return for rights, and we asked that matter too has been referred to the law. There are these three matters that are serious misconduct, financial misconduct matters. On the public protector's report, that report was received, the final report was received on the 5th of December 2013. The recommendation in the report that pertains, two of them pertain to the Director General that I execute, and that was to correct the administrative and the management shortages or limitations on the vessel procurement process, and also to take disciplinary action against the official that compromised the tender process, both of which was done, Chairperson. I consulted, I was asked to do the review, the way we deal with this very costly tender for treasury to provide oversight, and therefore the whole process of how I will go about from the specifications to the evaluation, we have gotten the support and advice of the chief procurement officer of the state. On the, I can make a copy of the public protector's report available. Also, I'm required to provide the public protector with an implementation plan on the issues that I am responsible for personally, and I can provide that report. In terms of the donor fund, the donor funds pertain to the donor funds pertains to funds we execute, we receive to conduct marine research. If we receive the money, we will receive the lump sum for possibly multi-year research. And I think PRC has the same promise, so that in the following financial year, there is an amount that still remains in on our books, but that is only for the research that's being done in subsequent years. Because part of the nature of the research that is being done, for example, if we're monitoring, I don't know what some of the research is, but say we're monitoring fish stocks, it would be be done over a number of years, but the research fund with the funding for that would reach us in a lump sum. And I think that is why it is recorded as a liability until all of the funding is used. In terms of the contingencies, all of those matters from page 58. These are all we have raised or stated in the annual financial statement, because it pertains to litigation which was underway and not concluded. And I agree with all of those several pages of the two pages of legal action that's not concluded, together with the investigation, doesn't give a good picture. The issue is these were matters that occurred or started or were not concluded by the end of the financial year. In terms of fish working, I think it's page 70, on working for fisheries, I have talked earlier on the earlier question about the amount that we spent. Since I reduced the average of 189 million, and then the question was, are funds that are committed, and our evidence for it is committed because there are contracts. These, for example, this was pertaining to EPWP, we do work through the municipalities. Some of that pertains to some of the anti-poaching initiatives, and those would also they would be contracted for a longer time, and so there are contracts available for the committed funds. The business and wasteful expenditure pertains to two officials who gained illegal access to our IFL system and made fraudulent payments. These disciplinary action was instituted against these officials. That's in 2010. And they left the department. The a criminal case was opened, and these officials entered into a plea bargain to repay the money that was lost back to the NLRF, and that they are paying back this money. So that is why I think it is they paid it back at a rate case that was agreed to in court, and will be resolved when all of the money has been repaid. I think that was the one issue on food and expenditure.
Thank you.
of academics are able to see in perspective and could give employment to us. It can't be that. There's something wrong. Either we the present ground commission or the something wrong with the commission that tells us what happened. But the auditor general, as I said, is giving facts. And I have part of the process. The home and correct them. And you see the other part of the companies are giving us these deviations. Now, this is what I'm going to ask you. Right. All the people that seem that they're coming to have in the left department will hide their names and assist you to them. But you can't run it if I don't really speak. Somebody must be able to come to you. If it's not you, somebody must come there and account to you. Somebody must be, and we will advise you to go through this to the box and make sure that it's going to come. You can't accuse the discuss. You can't. You see, there's total wrong impression about public. This is a fuse of the issue. It's a tough plan. It's a tough plan. And else you want to take responsibility, which you said in the music, and such a thing. So one of the things that you are quite willing to take a responsibility. But if you only accept it from others, or from the citizens, don't make it here as a whole country, or a country decision. You can't have a present on it. With your own. That our president is shared to us, our family that we will be doing a turnaround in this world. It's a very good sentence. It's a very similar thing like this. Against you, and your position, and your interest, and yes, and direct from the truth, and everything that we do. But there are still information on this. And we have to give this question.
All right.
Great meat.
wrong, but I'm pretty sure that that deviation was not in terms of the motivation being, despite the fact that being the motivation first. And so that was your radio in the job. I'm going to not show any further clips to request through your the DD is talking about, I think, three investigations which are ongoing at the moment. But the AG reports that there are four, and one of them is the public protector, which the DG is already, I'm sure this will get copies of. So can we have copies of the other three that are complete and have been complete for some time? They listed under investigations on page 17. So it's in paragraph 28, 29, 50, and 30. Now the DG has already promised us that 29, paragraph 29.1, that quickly has copies of the other one.
Expressed myself that there is not a very good order process
in terms of the application fee, the application fees that we received, which are not quite a substantial amount, that we received by the various officials, also coal fields, to the case of even the nuclear report, that there is a lot of uncertainty associated with those application fees. Where has that come from? That's number one. And then number two, every year, the department holds abalone auctions, ceremony auctions. And it's my information that these auctions are closed auctions, and that they're only to a significant few, and they are limited to these auctions. And the concern that's been raised is that abalone could be taken out of the sea by poachers. The poachers then could tip off the department that there's an abalone lying somewhere. That abalone is then sold on auction. The same poachers gain access to the auction and buy it for around about 10% of the value of what it's actually worth. Currently, it's sold at a very, very low price. So questions that come out of this last price. Why are the abalone auctions that are held? I understand why the abalone auctions are held. They are held to get rid of post abalone that you can receive. I understand that. But why are those auctions closed to you? Why are they closed? Number one. Number two, who is advising to those auctions? Number three, what sort of vetting is done to make sure those people have not had any previous conviction regarding previous abalone poaching, whatever the case might be? And then finally, what exactly happens with those funds? Because those funds are supposed to be then spent on counter-abalone or counter-abalone poaching programs. So we'd just like to have a very clear picture as to why that happens. And then also, what are the yields? Why is abalone sales not so cheap given its market value is so high? Thank you.
Applications to the fees charged over scrap 1350. And there were the 15-16 floating. The fees will be determined and will be gazetted decided by the Minister in consultation with the Minister of Finance, and that will be gazetted. On the issue of the auction of abalone, our understanding is that in order to participate in the auction of abalone, potential buyers must have a fish processing establishment permit, and that must be stipulated as a permit condition, must provide for wild abalone. So therefore, in that sense, it is confined to individual companies that have that permit. And there are fixed reserve prices, and usually the process is that the first bid is closed, and if all of the goods that are available are not sold, then it becomes competitive. And the funds that are accrued from those sales goes into the Marine Living Resources Fund. So the reserve prices are also set in US dollars. And the concentrated abalone, in our view, or our experience, because we also do report on landing rights, and so our evidence is that confiscated abalone was illegally procured or achieved, and that it pertains to poachers getting to the black market, and generally, it is those poachers who sell it much higher in the black market. I think that it's probably the extent of the poaching is a threat to our marine resources, but the system that they have in place around monitoring our marine resources and the enforcement of those controls. I think it's because it's ordered by countries who work in the same areas as we do, as some of the best in the world. And so I think coaches are always going to outsmart government, but I believe that this is one area that we can, that is working well. It is page 54, 11.1, the third line there, confiscated assets and fish products. There's a figure for 2013 and for 2014. And that money goes into the Marine Living Resources Fund.
But your figures for money is other, which is about 8 million.
One of the reasons was that the prices were lower, because I think it's a set price that's determined in US dollars. And the stock levels were also higher in 2014. I mean, last year in the previous year. So, and for example, last year we didn't extend new rights because of the stock levels. The stock levels, I think, are really under threat due to, I think, poaching.
E.g., the report I refer to and also copied on page 17 and 18, and they already get that they are at least another definition of progress. So, if you could give us the two, the A3, what is it? Oh, no, not the other thing. The one, how do you protect the one and one other? What about the other two?
On page 17 says that the investigation is still in progress.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman. I'm thinking of 30 and 31, and I've misread that one. My apologies. Oh.
I used to serve in a community where my husband was and we were told that they have cameras at the factory to check all the school children or that the coaching was a Chinese gentleman in that country number at that time. So what I want to ask is that what is different from then and now? Why do we still have a problem of culture? I mean, Avalon like especially very expensive. And to get this is not difficult. And people know that we can go here and then we'll get that cheaper. Not that they're rate that is actually in price. So that's why I want to ask what has happened then and now and how are we going to deal with this process? What happens if you catch them? Because I think an example has been made and we need to, because I mean, you know, all this politics thing that we have said here, we are the ASC members, you know, and we are proud when there is a progress.
in government because it says that there's something more than 31. But if you keep on going back on the project, you have a serious problem. That's why I'm asking that question. During the first alliance, it was the mechanism was actually not in agriculture before. It was in tourism, environmental affairs and tourism. And I remember, and my memory was very sober, very sharp. I know that they told us that they had a negative group of friends.
All right.
Not just a criminal problem, but it is a socio-economic problem as well. Because you have communities living here with a next to and alongside security plan, which you implement with other law enforcement agencies, because it's not only because of the complexity of it, it's not something that we can address on our own.
Because we arrested them on the road here.
Hong Kong. There was a very clear relation with the Christian number on the letter. But you were quite specific with the other one. I've never seen Aperol in any restaurant in South Africa. Even those that are eating a very top restaurant, they say they've never ordered this thing. So which means there are people that are very... But the question from another member here, what are we doing? That question is big on police and Department of Agriculture and Forestry. And yes, you must do something, but it's a criminal, these are criminal offenses. So the Constitution gives somebody to look after criminal offenses that happens to be the police outside. It's one area that we studied, and the commissioner that ended in Southern was still here. It was more for intelligence kind of a matter. And they had good successes on it. Maybe let me read it one. This field of, I had it, I must say that I had it then and did not pursue it. Maybe when I come there I should have it. Because there is a big danger of, was raised by Honorable Konoa again. I can't remember if Konoa or my homeboy there. Of Abelonian. There is this thing called money laundering. That could be the Abelon laundering. The possibility is huge on that because when the cartel, they will get it illegal and they change through this process. Maybe this is here and all of us, let's go and look at this thing. Who decides to close it and why? Why is not? It's just giving, because they might be employing people and sacrificing them. Get this thing, get arrested. We'll get it official when you are arrested. And then we'll pay you a little bit of some money and other things. Pay you and other. So I think we need to come close to it. With the OPG that we give the report to us about on the next meeting, how far have we gone on this one. Maybe including, again, going to the South African Commission and working closer with them on the issue. Chair, I wanted to start on the area, I don't know how correct I am. The month January, I'm told that it was named after a man that was called Janus. I don't know how famous this man is. But this man had two faces. The face, this side and the face side. That's why then January, that's the beginning, because the face gets back when you're coming through the floor. So it's called January. This person of this marine, it was that element of being Chinese. You raise an issue here of being some form of an entity, whereas it's part of the department. It's agriculture, forestry and fisheries and the department. But somewhere in its corner, as you raise questions about it, they say, no, it's an entity. Which does not necessarily behave as a department. So it's one area that, if it is a legislative area, it must be corrected. And if it is an entity, make it an entity. If it is a part of the department, make it a department. So that you treat it as such. Now, you ask the question that I am, who would have seen three entities. So, and you write it to the entity, but remember, we are part of the department. Health is for issues, is for the CFO. If it is a part of the department, you can't have a CFO. You must have a general CFO. You've got some form of a corner management. People that are refusing him to go to Crystal Harris, but then you try to get the paper. Okay. But even their communication, they are also, by the time you hear the minister, yeah, they should put it. Somebody has been talking on this. They don't report to the central
communication. You must change the problem that has already happened. So it's a sort of self-harming someone. So I think the legislation must come to the race problem. Take it then, you know what dealing with it, or take it in, you know what it is, and everybody has what is supposed to be done. We can't in the department have two tables. Kind of. So it's an area that we need to fix when it comes to this one.
I'm from there.
now that I drive, then pass a place called Utwalu Birambizu to Atum Command. There are young boys there who sell lobster, throat, thai fish, usually on the dishes of sheep. They sell them at 500 rand to 200 rand, that dish. And somebody will stop by them. That's what you enter the place and you buy one of the 20,000 rand stuff. So which means a person that runs a restaurant, buy this thing, sits up there at 500 rand, and make a plate of 1,000 rand. But these boys, when they see the police, they run to the bush. Because with that small kick, they remain illegal. These are the things you must say. I don't think that these things can be finished by a certain location. Somebody told me last 2 weeks when there was that massive exodus of lobsters from West Coast. But the answer is, it is pretty. You say these things are finished. What has shown us that there are tons of these things when they came out of. And yesterday, there is another attitude. They got out yesterday again. So, legally and socially, must have some of it. Don't hold us for excess of these things. If they sell it, they must sell it in a competitive price. If you pay 1,000 for things, you can't sell it at 500 times. And they must eat and all. So, it is one area that I think our transformation is very, if any, sluggish. It's very established, and you must go big on it. South Africa must benefit out of it. Benefit small, medium, and big, and this government must have those people too. So that's what I can say to you, sir. And we must go starting from here to lead the process. Okay, there must be not just winds of change, there must be typhoon of change. If there's typhoon, there are causing the change. There must be a typhoon of change, especially on the legislature. Are we running them as a department or as an entity? I would suggest that they must be run as a department, because entities sometimes have the potential to just bring things the way they want to do it, and they think that they're not part of government, they're not part of the people. So I would suggest that they must come to the department and come to the part of the department and we deal with them as such, and that the people of South Africa must be part of the state. And fourthly, we must put these resources and skills so that the work of the president came to respect that.
Thank you very much. So the benefits of living for this candidacy are critical. I'll say, can we, as a committee, even present a process that not that is going to be unfolded? Because it's not private, can't remain in the area where the students are in the association. The school has really continued progress in terms of actually trying to come to the definitive end of where the final position. So that when you deal with the community, because I would see a digital strategy to form the position. So we need to achieve it with the so who wants, so that we don't just project anything, who wants, so what we do, set a formal lesson, say every child is getting married, so that we can protect our country. But thank you very much for the Jetty Minister, Energy.